Several concerns arose among Syracuse Northside residents when word got out last month that the city may temporarily house children fleeing violence in Central America. WRVO's Ryan Delaney has been trying to get answers to some of those questions.
At a community meeting a few weeks ago, questions and comments about Syracuse being used as a shelter site were heaved at Mayor Stephanie Miner for 2 hours, some written neatly on note cards, others shouted from a crowded room. The mayor didn't have a ton of specific answers that night. In fact, not a lot of people do. But here's what we know. First, who are these immigrant kids and why are they coming? Miner says she considers these children to be refugees, fleeing hardship thousands of miles away, and welcomes them. Cities in El Salvador and Honduras have been wrecked by gang violence and drug warfare. Amy Lutz is a sociologist and immigration expert at Syracuse University.
If you ask my opinion, do I think they're in need of international protection? I think they are in need of international protection.
Nearly 60,000 kids have crossed the border so far this year. Most are adolescent boys. While many deserve to be granted asylum, the United Nations says that takes time. And in the meantime, it's putting a burden on immigration resources here in the U.S. So on to our next question. What's happening to these kids once they're in America? And why would they come to Syracuse? Betsy Plum works with the New York Immigration Coalition. She says when children cross the border without parents, immigration officials try to pair them with family or friends legally in the U.S.
Sometimes that process takes a while. It usually takes around 2 months. Even in sort of the fastest scenario where there might be a parent ready and willing.
Officials say the teens cycle through the shelters in about 35 to 40 days on average. It's once they're paired that the legal proceedings for asylum would begin. The government has used military bases near the border to house kids until they can be paired. But those are full now, too, which is why officials are looking north. The government found the former St. Francis Sisters Convent, which is recently empty and up for rent, while searching real estate websites. Rochelle Casella, communications director for the sisters, says federal officials simply made an appointment for a tour.
And when they came on site, bringing them through the buildings, they indicated that they were looking for property that they where they could house some of the children coming in from Central America on a temporary basis.
The convent is the only site officials looked at in New York that passed its initial inspection. Now for some of the harder questions. Just how many kids would come? The government has been mum on that one. Casella says at one point about 200 nuns lived at the convent.
Well, I think the general feeling was that we had a lot of what they were looking for. You know, there's a lot of space here.
And how long would the convent be used to house children? It's hard to say. Federal officials haven't given the city or convent any indication on that either. A lot depends on if the flow of children subsides. And a big concern for the residents here, what kind of burden will it put on the city? Mayor Miner says in an interview with WRVO's Campbell Conversations that the federal government will pay for the housing and care of the kids.
I'm confident in both the conversations that I've had orally and in written conversations that the federal government picks up the costs associated with this facility. Now, that doesn't mean, look, are they going to use our water? Of course. If a child breaks his arm on the facility, are they going to go to our hospital? Of course.
So far, federal officials have reported no major cases of illness or violence at the shelters. But neighbors of the convent worry the children will get out and increase crime on the north side. Casella says the sisters want the site to be secure, but don't want a prison in the middle of the north side either. So last, when will they come? That's another one that's hard to answer. Congressman Dan Maffei says he's been reaching out to federal officials.
Well, I've been in close touch with the Department of Health and Human Services, and they have not been able to give me an update, mainly because they just simply don't have any news to report.
But Congress did not vote on the funding that would likely pay for this site before it went on recess until after Labor Day. That means we probably won't hear anything for at least a few weeks. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.